with SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
They never do it. They never do it.
Tens of thousands of supporters at a rally in Wildwood, New Jersey today taunting the media to turn their cameras around and show the size of the crowd after former President Trump told the throng that the media never does it. Mr. Trump was campaigning at the Jersey Shore today, where he blamed President Biden for the criminal charges he's facing as the presumptive nominees prepare to face off in November, and he called his New York criminal case a, quote, Biden show trial. The former president told the crowd of tens of thousands the cases against him are politically motivated and timed to harm his ability to campaign. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's ordered new evacuations in Rafah, considered the Palestinian territory's last refuge, forcing tens of thousands of people to move as the military prepares to press closer to the city's crowded center. Israel's military also said it's moving into part of devastated northern Gaza, where it says Hamas militants have regrouped. Meanwhile, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton's criticizing the president for his threat to withhold arms shipments to Israel if it invades Gaza.
Joe Biden, from the very beginning of this war, has put more pressure on Israel than he has put on Hamas or some of Hamas's patrons in the region. And that's almost entirely because of the left wing and indeed the increasingly anti-Semitic wing of his party.
Speaking on the Salem Radio Network, the Republican says the president's showing more deference to Hamas and other terrorist groups than to Israel.
And you see it time and again. You see it in the failure to deliver these weapons in a timely fashion, to publicly demanding that Israel not conduct an absolutely necessary military operation in Rafah. You know, wasting our taxpayer dollars and putting our soldiers at risk to build this stupid floating pier.
This is SRN News. A recent survey looks at Asian Americans and their giving habits.
According to the Pew Research Center, Asians are the wealthiest racial group per capita, exceeding even white Americans in their median income. A lot of Asian Americans are also Christians, and the latest Pew survey indicates that 70% of them say they give their money and or time to churches, ministries, or other charitable institutions. Most of that giving remains here in the U.S., but some Asians also tithe to churches in their country of origin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Republican Governor Sanders says her state will not comply with a federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to protect children from transgenderism. Sanders signed an executive order stating the natural state will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in school. Arkansas is the latest to challenge the Biden administration's effort to shoehorn transgenderism into Title IX civil rights legislation. SRN News. A vast majority of older adults say they want to stay in their own homes.
But the real estate market and inflation has made doing so less of a choice. Still, some baby boomers with enough money are making upgrades to their homes and making them accessible. The demand for inconspicuous bathtub bars and other amenities has given home improvement chains, contractors, and architects a noticeable lift. But it's also exposing an economic divide, since lower-income boomers often struggle to age-proof their homes and properties. Jason Walker reporting.
Minnesota unfurled its new state flag atop the Capitol. This flag and state seal were adopted to replace an old design Native Americans said reminded them of painful memories of conquest and displacement. The seal, a key feature of the old flag, was forced to pressure lawmakers into changing both. More details at SRNnews.com.